Yo, 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 what's going on, everybody? It's your boy B.I.G. A.N.T. back with another episode of the Can I Kick a Podcast. 2 in 1 week. We doing specials all for the month of August. You guys already know the vibe. Shout out to the sponsor of the podcast, Zay Man, Kushgang, Kushgang.com. Use my coupon code KICKIT10 to get 10% off your online order. You guys already know. Backpacks, shirts, hoodies, lighters, sweatpants, shorts, tank tops. You might even have an outfit for your baby on there. Shout out my boys, hey man, Kushgang, Kushgang.com. Today's episode. How did this originate? In the car?
It's an argument over the aux cord, essentially.
You guys already know mind over matter. I got my boy Dalton D with me. You already know what time it is.
What it do? What it do?
We had a lengthy conversation on the way home from work, and we decided to talk about music. So we're gonna probably go over our top artists, our favorite go-to songs, and what we dislike about the rap game. I think, right? That's about it, right?
Whatever transpires from those topics, we'll see.
Yeah, everything is gonna probably just fall apart into like 20 different things. But other than that, before we get started, work's been good. Everybody's good. The family's good. I think we're doing okay as far as the last time we spoke, even though it was like a couple days ago. But everybody's good. D's family's good, I would say, right? Everybody's?
Yeah, we all kicking, man. We all eating. We're all above ground. Every day's a new day.
Yeah, I took my family out to Yamahatos again. What is it? Yamaha?
Yamatos.
Yeah, wifey said she wanted sushi, so wifey gets sushi. And what did I get? I got hibachi chicken. And it was fire, by the way. And Ziana just ate off our plate. She had crab rangoons. Listen to what my daughter ate. She had crab rangoons. She had tiny pieces of the sushi. She had hibachi chicken, broccoli, onions, carrots, french fries, and a little bit of Coke with some water. Not together, but obviously.
A meal fit for a queen, man.
Obviously. And she didn't cry one time. Shout out to my daughter. Shout out to my daughter. She was kicking and laughing and giggling, and she had a lady in the background laughing at her and stuff. But other than that, yeah, we're good. We're kicking. We're back. And today we're going to be talking about music. I don't even know where you want to start. So I'm going to let you start this one off, because it was D's idea the whole time. So,
well,
because I'm going to talk my shit. I don't know about you. I'm going to talk my shit.
You're a big hip hop head, man. You do music yourself. So my curiosity probably stems from, there had to be a artist that inspired you. You know what I mean? Kind of that gave you the fuel to the fire that was, you know, your passion of recording. So I want to kind of just see who was it for you from the beginning that just, as soon as you heard it, it was like, you know, a light just flicked on.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of people that know me, I guess you could say, because I've said it before, and I don't think it'll ever change. Also, before we get started, before I answer that question, if you guys hear any background noise, I'm probably pretty sure I can edit out at post edit. But we're in the food trailer again, obviously the studio, aka the studio, DNA Studios. We're in the middle of a thunderstorm, and that bitch ain't going nowhere for about 4 more hours. So
yeah, we got lightning and rain and all kind of, Jesus criminy, it's like a hurricane outside right now, but we kicking it in this trailer. It's swaying side to side with the wind. The AC's pumping cold. You know, we're vibing. It's a good vibe. We got our drink, we got a little something to chill on.
So back to your original question.
Yeah, so who started it?
It was most definitely the Immortal. Not Technique, but Nas. It was definitely Nas. Growing up, obviously, not to shit on my parents, but my parents are white. No offense to D, but rap wasn't a big thing in my household. So I think like everybody that grew up in my era, probably even your era included, we kind of like snuck around to find the ways of hip hop.
It was super
and rap.
Taboo.
Yeah, it was like, I mean, it's not like we'd never heard it. Obviously, there's TV and commercials and stuff like that. But like to sit down with like an actual album or like listen to an actual artist, it took me a while. Ironically that I say this, my first, I guess you can say, rap hip hop album was MC Hammer.
Yikes.
It was MC Hammer.
You have parachute pants?
Yeah, man, you can't touch this era. Yeah, so that was like technically the first album. And then I remember, I mean, this is distinct.
It's funny too, because that, you know, that Can't Touch This was his main shit, but he wasn't terrible. He just got tricked out of his position, man.
Hey, for his time,
yeah.
I'm not shitting on the man at all.
Nah, he wasn't bad. Like the first person to really get tricked out their position in hip hop, man.
The only thing that he fucked up with was the bag, was the money. He ran through all that shit. Another episode. But for what it was, MC Hammer did his thing. So fast forward a little bit of time. 7th grade, Driftwood Middle School.
So hold on, go back. MC Hammer was your first album?
Technically, yes.
Okay, MC Hammer was the first album. Now we're in 7th grade.
Yeah, we're in 7th grade. Driftwood Middle School. My mom fucked around and got me a goddamn JVC anti-skip CD player. Portable CD player.
Yeah, with the batteries, the big old D batteries.
Nah, these were double A. But
oh, shit.
Yeah, this, I thought it was a shit because...
Did it take 30 of them?
No, it only took 4. But I thought it was a shit because it didn't skip, so I can run with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I
put that bitch on a bike,
pass it to my homeboys and shit. Won't have to worry about nothing. And
oh, you talking about the little Walkman CD player?
Yeah,
but it was JVC, like a boombox.
No, it was a JVC.
I know what you're talking about.
It cost my mom back then $100 was a lot. It cost my mom $99.99.
Yeah, you could fit that bitch in the back pocket if you had
in the hoodie.
Yes, sir.
It was the same size as a CD. I could fit that in my hoodie, dog. And I remember after I got that, and I got a couple other retarded CDs. We're not gonna name that. I mean, I'm not ashamed, but like NSYNC. You know, my mom bought me CDs, but she didn't know, like, I didn't really have a genre of music.
You didn't even know.
Nah, so she would buy me like shit she would hear on TV or whatever. So I had like the NSYNC album and the Backstreet Boys, yada yada yada. I even think I'm gonna take it back. I don't even think if you remember. Remember a little boy group named Hanson?
Mbop.
Yes, I had their shit. So that was the introduction of to like music itself was with that fucking CD player. And 7th grade, we were walking home, and I cannot remember my homeboy's name for the life of me, but I do remember that we got picked up by his brother. His brother went to Target or some store. I can't remember that. This was a long time ago. I remember what happened and transpired like to the T. So we went to, let's just say it was Target. Went to Target, and back then I had like a scheme almost. It was like I would save lunch money. Hungry, I'll pocket the lunch money. And I remember I had exactly like $17. And the first album I went and I bought was a Wu-Tang album. Now, this has nothing to do with Nas, but this is just like the introductory to rap music. And I'm trying to look it up now. The album name. It's the one with the shit. Then a gravel pin. I can't play it because we'll get copy strike. But I can tell you what it was right now. I'm looking up on Spotify. Oh my god, they have like the W.
It was a W,
and the, you know, obviously the one song Gravel Pits on there, and like Protect Your Neck is on there, and that was the first cuss word CD, parental advisory sticker, a CD that I got, and it opened up a whole new world for me, bro, because I was not prepared for all the cuss words and the slang.
Did you get that when it first came out? That was like 2000, right?
Yeah, when it first dropped, and that was it. After that, I got the Juvenile 400 Degrees
album. Yeah, that was my introduction right there.
Yeah, and that was it. And then after that, you know, obviously, I don't even think you will remember this. After the JVC was a mini disc player. I have to show you, bro.
I'd have to see it.
Yeah, you might be too young for me, bro.
Nah,
pause.
Man, I had the CD players for sure.
So TLDR, they had a mini disc player, which you had like a floppy disc, right? That came in like a square, like no, like is there anything in here that I can compare it to? Shit.
For the record, there's probably fucking nothing in here that you compare.
Yeah, it's probably almost the size of my phone, like a little bit like a square like that. And it opened up long ways like this, and you would actually have a floppy. It was made by Sony. It cost like $200. My mom got it for me again for Christmas. And it's a disc, like a floppy disc, an actual floppy disc. You put it in and you close it like a wallet, hook it up to the computer, and upload your music to it, like an iPod.
Oh, hell no. I ain't seen no shit like that.
Bro, fire.
I went from CD player to MP3.
Dude, I had so much Riz at middle school. It was insane. people were like, yo, what the fuck is even that? Like, I don't... Nobody's seen it before. And then I'm like, yo, you burn the music to the disc and you put the disc in there and it tells you the name of the song and everything. It was legit. It was fucking...
Burning music? What are you, a witch?
It was fucking legit. But anyways, so once I got the mini disc player, it was a wrap because that was the LimeWire area.
Yeah.
And the Napster era.
Yeah.
And all that shit. So once I was able to explore the interwebs when it was like brand fucking new, you know, we got introduced to online hosting that you can download stuff, you know, music videos themselves, all types of shit, anime, TV shows, movies, you know, I was downloading everything, even viruses.
So where did Nas come into play?
This is where it came in. So I was downloading music and I came across If I Ruled the World, and I never heard it before, but I was...
Imagine that.
Yeah. Imagine that. Oh, I saw what you did there, bro. The dad jokes juices are flowing, ladies and gentlemen. So I downloaded If I Rule the World, and not thinking anything of it, made the disc. The disc can hold up to like 90 songs, like unheard of at the time. I was going crazy. I couldn't even think of 90 songs back then. I was just downloading shit just to put 90 on there. And I got to it, and ironically, it was the last song on the disc. So I was at home listening to music, playing fucking video games or something. And it came on, and from there, it was just like, whoa, what the fuck? Like, this shit sounds cool. Like, you know, back then, I'm only 14, 15 years old, so I'm not really into, like, the lyricism or the meaning or the bars or the punchlines and the what is it called? The shit that you say all the time.
Cadence?
No, man, the entendres.
Oh, yeah. Double entendres, man.
Yeah, so
two meanings in one sentence.
Yeah, so, like, I didn't know anything about that. I was a newbie to the whole, like, rap shit then. So, fast forward, you know, years go by, and he's constantly dropping music. That was, like, around, like, my era when I found him. Like, when I really started to understand music was, like, Godson era, you know?
Okay.
So... that was like when I started to like understand the rap music, and I was able to acquire it easier, you know, due to the internet and you know, my mom really not giving a shit. As long as I didn't play it around my mom, she didn't really care. Even when she came in my room and it's like, you know, I'm fucking on your block and I'm shooting everybody, pop, pop, pop. And it's like, my mom was like, okay, just turn it down, please.
Put that laundry away.
Yeah, just clean your room and put it down, please. There's company over. But yeah, once I got able to get into the actual... like the actual format of music, he played an enormous part because of just like his cadence, his style. It was like real different sounding than anything else that I ever... okay, you put MC Hammer and Nas in the same room, it's like night and day, dude.
Night
day difference.
You go from like pop almost to
yeah. So like
that just makes you think.
Yeah, so like I started to understand it more, and then the rest is history. Because then obviously by 18, I started to write music, and, you know, me and Ricky and Reno formed FTL, and, you know, the rest is are already what you guys know as of today. So, but Nas was like the one that like made me open my eyes, because like I heard rap coming up until then. But then when I first heard him on If I Rule the World, it was like, he sounds different than everything else that I've been downloading and listening to. And remind you, at that time, I was introduced to Wu-Tang. I was introduced to Juvenile. Obviously, it's not just Juvenile on 400 Degrees. You got everybody on there. You got, you know, Manny Fresh and Wayne and BG and everybody else at that time. So like I was introduced to a lot of other rappers, and you know, Wu-Tang is like 10 fucking people deep. So it's like I understood like there's more to this rap shit. But then, man, when I heard Nas, I was like, bro, this man is just, he's telling stories.
One man show too.
Yeah, he's telling stories. And I'm like, bro, like, this man been through some shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. And then, like, just being able to understand it more, like the rap game as itself, like, I was able to, like, really sit down and understand what this man was telling me. Because if you don't really know too much about rap, you just think it's a bunch of people just rhyming words, you know?
Yeah, especially when you heard him, bro, because he was well-seasoned when Godson came out.
Oh, yeah. Man, Illmatic, Stillmatic.
Six albums deep.
Yeah, so, like, it was just an eye-opener for me just because of who he was and how, like, it was more of his sound and, like, just the way, like I said, like, the way he could tell stories, you know what I'm saying? Like, Rewind, I don't know if you heard Rewind. Rewind is one of my favorite Nas tracks. It's basically a track that starts at the beginning, but it's the end. So it's the end of the song at the beginning, and then at the end of the song, it's the beginning. So it's like a flip-flop. So he starts off at the end of the song.
Starts off at the outro almost.
And then when he's at the end, it's the beginning. You know, he spits everything backwards to front. It's crazy, crazy wordplay. Crazy, like, just the whole rhyme scheme is just retarded. And, you know, and all of his classics. You know, One Mic and fucking Made You Look and shit. Even the radio shit. Like, I still sing goddamn, what's it called? But Genuine. Girl, you can hold my eyes. I still sing that shit, even though he's embarrassed of it. But like, that was the one for me.
I used to wish I could sing. Now I wish you could, bro.
I think everybody could sing. I mean, I think everybody wishes they could sing at one point.
Now I wish you could.
I wish I could too, because then I would be versatile.
So that was your storyteller. Did you have anyone like, you know? Nas, when you listen to his music, it puts you in that kind of like, you know, reflection mood. You can start mm-hmm. to think about your either downfalls or whatever, your positives, whatever you got going on. Mm-hmm. It just starts to make you think. Did you have anybody that was like, you know, your go-to for turning up, or just whether it be chilling with the homies or getting lit, whatever you was doing at, you know, late teens, early 20s, who was your go-to?
I'd hate to be that guy, but Me, Joey, Dedrick, Clyde, and Greg. We had a little clique, a little group. And we used to listen to a lot of, that was back when, I don't know if you guys are my age, the crunk era.
What?
Yes. A lot of Little John, a lot of Little Scrappy, a lot of East Side Boys, a lot of Ye Yang Twins. Like, that stuff was, Pastor Troy. Oh my gosh, shout out to Pastor Troy. Bone Crusher, T.I., a lot of that stuff in the beginning of like the crunk era, like just loud crunk shit just for no fucking reason. That would be the one on replay, because you know what, me and my friends like to fight when we were young. We just love to fucking fight, and that's another episode.
You don't give a damn, we don't give a fuck.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, we would like to fight. So a lot of that crunk music was in heavy rotation. And I didn't really start giving a shit about music, like quality, until obviously he gets brought up in every, it, you told me not to, but I'm gonna do it anyways. when Drake was coming around, and
J. Cole's over here draking off.
I'm draking off. Drake, J. Cole, and I'll even throw Kendrick in there. During that time where them three were just like head to head, and they were always getting compared to each other and shit, that's when I really started caring about like lyrics. You know, when I was growing up doing the music thing, doing the rapping thing, I never made a club song. I hated making club music. Everybody wanted me to do a club song. Come be a feature on this song. What's it about? We're in the club popping bottles. Nah, I'm good. I wanted to be that conscious, consensuous rapper, talked about real life, family shit, you know, emotions, downfalls and shit like that. So that's how me and J. Cole kind of got real cool, and me and Kendrick got cool. And then Drake is just super fucking versatile. He could just do anything and everything, and I was just like, bro. And I've watched him grow from So Far Gone all the way up until now, and it's just like, this, he's been doing it for 20 years. He's a fucking machine. I don't care what anybody says. But but my go-to back then for like crunk shit was like that crunk era, all that, like Little John, you know, even like What else? Who else was around in that era?
Shit, it was Lil Jon, Ying Yang Twins, them Franchise Boys.
Yeah, man. Yeah, all that Snap music was cool too because it came from the same area.
4L, that Laffy Davit.
Yeah, all that down south shit. That was like part of like our childhood, like everyday type shit.
That was the weird separation too because, so we got like 7 years difference. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The music you had growing up, it was almost limited, but it was on the, you know, you were right on the cusp of having access to everything. When I was listening to music and my upbringing with it, I had the access, you know what I'm saying? But shit, I didn't know what the fuck I liked. Same thing, you know?
Yeah.
I started off with the dumb shit.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't until, you know, I started being conscious, you know, 5, 6, 7 years old, kind of remembering those times of being with my older siblings and them listening to, like, you know, Bone Thugs, Pac.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, DMX,
mm-hmm.
people like that. That was like my juvenile. That was my first introduction to music. Was Juvenile. Back that ass up. I always thought that shit was the catchiest song. Still fucking holds its weight. But it was always the old school shit. And then I kind of, you know, you could start school and as you're young, music just it's not your main focus. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And then. Then we got access to computers, you know what I mean? I got access to a computer, and I didn't have CD players and shit like that growing up. I had a boombox, but no one ever bought me no fucking CD. I just listened to the radio. So because of that, I was a product of what was on the radio at the time.
Facts.
So I got to take what I heard from the radio and kind of pick and choose. Then you get access to all this other shit, start to expand your horizons, and it made me realize, man, like, there's a song for every mood, or an artist for every mood. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to pinpoint for me because as far as you, you know, you started pursuing music after, you know, listening to Nas and getting that inspiration. I didn't do that shit till later on and I never took it serious like that.
Mm-hmm.
So because of that, I always just stuck to my guns, who I liked growing up. Yeah. It was always Lil Wayne for me. You know, people... I wouldn't say he was a Florida rapper because he's from, you know, New Orleans and shit like
that. The South, though.
But he resided a lot in the area that we grew up in, and he, you know, played a big influence on a lot of people that we listen to now.
Yeah.
So it was like a lot of Ross growing up, a lot of Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Drake was debuting then, and just getting wet behind the ears. Fast forward to now, to all those same artists are still topping charts and still timeless as fuck, man. But it's super saturated these days, man. There's like almost no chance for the old folks because.
But I think there is, though. That's the thing, though.
Well, they just got to do it right. If they stick to what they was doing instead of trying to form to this new sound.
Yeah.
I feel like they'll keep their core fan base instead of, you know, they're going to expand no matter what. Just as time goes, people are going to search the name. It's just everything's going to grow. Their views, all that shit. So my whole thing is to try to sound like someone these days when you already have a sound that's solidified, that you know does good, that you know just kills every time you drop something and everyone wants to fucking hear it.
Mm.
Why would you even try to conform to the shit that's on the radio now? You know, it's always like a new school versus old school conversation. Which is better, the old school or the new school? And everyone's got the same argument. If you're older, you fuck with the old school. You like the new school maybe, but you really like the old school shit.
Yeah.
If you're younger, you know, you really get into the newer sound, the hype, emotional, melodic, trap beat type stuff. So it's just, it's weird how it went from this like Nas type of rugged, rough around the lyrics. Just you could feel it when it was spit to you. You know, you could feel it over the beat. To now, it's just like everyone's trying to have that same. They're trying to reach for the same sound, but it's already been done.
Yeah, I think the biggest comparison of the different eras is I think back then people cared more about music.
Yes, like, for sure.
Like when we got older, I think the evolution of where the music was at was more about like the actual overall sound, which makes it easier for you to be like, oh, I like this beat, that means I like this song, or, you know, like, it could be like the dumbest shit ever, because obviously we've had artists come and go throughout the entirety of, I think this month, I don't know if it's today or sometime this week, like, there's supposed to be like a, it's a hip hop anniversary. It's like
50 years.
So in between all that 50 years, dog, you have MCs from all over the place, East Coast, West Coast, Canada. It's just a whole variety of different MCs and different sounds and shit like that. And I believe that each era had a certain sound that everybody followed. It was kind of like the manual. You know what I'm saying?
Whoever was really big at that time. Yeah,
so like if you go back in the 80s and the 90s, it's such and such. You know, it's the LL Cool J's, it's the Run DMC's, it's the Big L's, it's the Biggie and Pac, it's the, you know, like people like that in that era. And then when you slowly come out of that, then it's like everybody that we grew up with, like, you know, it's like the Hot Boys, Master P, you know, fuck, dude, the Trick Daddy, even Uncle Luke, stuff like that. And then you slowly get into the newer age, like Plies, Rick Ross, Jadakiss, the Dipset, G-Unit, 50 Cent. You know, you can even throw the old timers coming back into that era, like Snoop Dogg and even Nas. You know, Nas is still dropping albums.
Still day. Got Too Short dropping, bro.
Bitch. You know, like it's like that's what I think, like every era or every time that, you know, it quote unquote evolves into something else, like there's a certain kind of like drive. That's why everything right now is just like super sound alike.
I really like, I mean, there's a lot of sound alike shit, but I like how, especially like on YouTube, you know what I mean? If you get your algorithm right, it'll show you new shit every once in a while.
Yeah.
I like finding somebody from like fucking Arkansas that's got millions of views.
That's
lowest budget videos you could see.
That's like the Mexican dude that you like.
The Mexican OT?
Yes.
Yeah, man, but nah, he's co-signed by a lot of big heads.
He's, you know, co-signed, I mean? Now.
Yeah, but he was before. You could just tell what I could tell by his. By
I
his
didn't
look,
even
you know.
Know
what I mean, I mean his fucking grills. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow, baby.
But I'm talking about like.
But you're talking about, okay.
You know who I'm talking about?
Which one is it? Babytron?
Babytron. Just someone just like that.
Nah,
you know what
nah,
I'm
nah,
saying?
Nah,
who
nah,
you
nah,
wouldn't
nah.
expect. Who you looked on the Spotify, you was like, God damn, 2 million viewers.
Nah, I know.
Every month.
I know the perfect example. What's the other dude? The ex dude.
Oh, Big X the Plug.
Yes. And I like him, dude. And that's because of you, because I never even heard of both of these dudes before. I was like, Babytron, what is that, a Transformer?
Yeah, so he's from Detroit. He's got that, like, it's
got
almost
a big following.
It's almost not like rap. It's like just talking over the beat, but it's that drill.
It's that drill shit.
It's that drill talk. Just like we were talking about, the double, triple, quadruple entendres. You know, just saying it, the bars are weird, and he's got like a almost like a how you can compare, like, you know, the Cartoon Network vibe. Like his references are just real animation.
He's animated.
Wrestling, like just.
He's animated.
Younger vibe, bro. He's bringing the bars, but with the younger vibe. So it's almost like it's going to be real timeless.
That's like how I feel about Lil Mabu. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel about it.
That's a perfect example of this whole new generation, bro. Of, you know, he could have jumped on some melodic shit if he wanted to. You know what I mean? He could have.
He has already, though.
He does it in like the switch up of the flows and shit.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
He really is bringing.
He got the
his
pop
own
smoke.
Little
he got
sound,
the pop
man.
Smoke
he got
nah,
your...
fuck that shit. He got the Pop Smoke vibe, bro. But he does it in his own way, because obviously
it's like Pop Smoke and 6ix9ine had a little white baby.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
As retarded as that sounds.
Rest in peace to Pop Smoke, man.
But yeah, that's why I fuck with Lil Mabu, because it's different, and it's just like, bro, like what the fuck? And like it just works. Some artists come out that are just like kind of like replicas of artists that are already out, but sometimes they push it a little bit further and it just works. Sometimes that's how I feel about.
I feel like he's an industry plant.
You want to? Okay.
I feel like they just put in, you know, someone just put him right there.
That's Gucci Mane, bro.
Just to see what would happen, and now. they're reaping, you know, wow, hey, Lil Mabu, until I'm a household name.
Yeah, that's his shit right there. As soon as he got done with school, bro, he's gonna go fucking hard with that shit.
Well, he needs to be proud of himself because he's talking on one of the most prolific podcasts that there is in the United States of America right now. Right underneath Joe Rogan.
Stop it.
Right underneath the JRE.
But
I don't know if we can say that shit without getting in trouble if they'll ever see
he
it.
He ain't listening to my shit.
You never know.
Holla at me, Joe. I fucks with you. But yeah, I think, like, let's see where I want to go with this conversation.
New sound versus old sound. Like, do you think what?
It's repetitive. That's I'm going with that. That's the elephant in the room. A lot of this shit that comes out is just repetitive. Like, it just
everyone's doing the same thing.
It's a trap beat. And you're saying some cute shit, and then that's a song. And
okay, so how is that different? Just like from, you know, any song that's just bars, you know, that's got a good story. How is the repetitive melodic shit different from the repetitive storytelling?
Well, that's when you have to open.
Or is it different because the stories are different every time, and it makes it just like a, you know, you're reading a new book.
I think that's when you have to open up the portal just a little bit wider, because now you have to talk about. You have to bring up the artist. You have to bring up the cadence, the delivery, the verbiage, the vocabulary, the sound itself, the overall sound, because anybody can rap. Obviously, there's people out there that just suck at rapping, like just suck. And then,
okay, who sucks at rapping? That's getting way
Future.
Way...
Future, hands down, Future. I cannot stand Future's music. He's a great hook man. He's a T-Pain of hook man. Like that's a T-Pain of our generation of hooks. Like,
bro, T-Pain is fire, dude. No, I love you ever T-Pain. Listen to his freestyles?
No, I love T-Pain. But I'm saying, though, T-Pain was the hook man.
I would say Future is not a good... He doesn't make good bodies of work, but he
doesn't
he's
make
got
shit.
Fucking... Nah, dude, yeah, bro. He's got mixed some
tape,
bangers, dude.
Mixtape. Mixtape,
nah,
maybe.
Just certain songs, man. Nah. Certain songs are really, really good.
I think the only way Future gets the pass is with a fire feature. How many Future songs with Drake are fire because of Future? None. It's all because of Drake. And I'm not saying that because
of Drake songs with Future on them, though.
What do you? They came out with a whole album together, fam.
Yeah, but that's just a little. That's not tons.
Okay, okay. And we forgot to say this in the beginning. This is all. You guys know music is very, very, very fucking subjective. So I don't want to. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings with what the fuck I'm saying, because I'm gonna talk a lot of shit. Because
we're reading a teleprompter right now too.
I wish that was true. We're freestyling this shit off the dome. But yes, I think somebody like Future is heavily, heavily overrated. But that's the thing, though. He has a sound and a cadence and a delivery and a verbiage that attracts a huge crowd. His crowd of listeners are everywhere. There's more of those people that like actual hip hop in the world today.
I feel like he's more of a meme rap, like not meme rapper, but he's more like a, you know, the toxic shit, the fucking.
He just says shit. He doesn't. There's no. I mean, the only time that I've heard him like really say some shit was like, I can't even tell you because I don't even follow him like that. I don't even know like the.
I mean, like I said,
it's a certain sound, bro.
It's not always like about just, you know, the bars and shit. Sometimes the song is just good. But again, that's subjective.
That's extremely
subjective.
That's the overall sound I was talking about. Like, not everybody has to be a lyricist to make a song snap. You know, like, I have
I just contradicted myself. I asked you who's overrated in terms of blah, 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 blah. And then I'm like, yeah, you know, it doesn't always got to be about the bars, man. Sometimes...
Well, I mean, your question could be opened up in a lot of different avenues, though, because you can a lot of people hold different things of an artist higher than others. You know what I'm saying? Like, there might be people that just like a certain rapper's production.
Yeah.
You know, and there's some people that like just their cadence and their flow.
And that's another thing, you know, Zaytoven, he put a motherfucker on, and I think that's got a lot to do with his popularity too. It's not just him, it's the people that he's brought into the game and the people that have got big off of his name.
Yeah,
that's what a lot of the rap game is these days, is a lot of piggybacking. It's almost like hey, put me on, you know what I mean?
It doesn't take much for people to get co-signed.
Yeah, and it all it takes is that one. So it's weird how people hold it like a
Because I can tell you now, there's been so many people that co-signed other rappers that are no longer here anymore. Like, oh, this is the next blah, 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 blah. Come out one hit and then you don't hear anything, you know? And that's just the times. But like everybody just can't be a rapper. Everybody just can't be, you know, an amazing artist for 10, 15 plus years. Like there's a lot of rappers that came and went that had their time, give you like 4 or 5 albums, and then it just kind of like, you know, they fell off. You know, that's just the way it is.
What's the dude's name from California? The blood dude.
Blood dude. Game?
No, not Game.
I love Game. That's top 10.
He's definitely from Long Beach, I think, though.
Snoop?
No. I know Snoop. I know Game. I know this guy's name, too. I just can't think of it right now. I'm drawing a blank. He's the one I'm thinking is overrated. He sings a song, Who Do You Love?
Who do you... YG.
YG. I fucking can't stand him, bro.
Wait a minute. Oh, well, because I was going to compare him to... what's the dude we were just listening to the other day? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think YG... I don't know how he stays relevant.
What's his name? The dude that we just talked about. Oh my God. Now I'm drawing a blank, bro. Shit.
It's the chill vibes.
Bro, it is. It's. Oh my God, dude. I'm gonna waste so much time trying to think of this shit now.
What was you listening to the car?
Yeah, we just I was like, you had it on in the car and I was like, yo, this is what you would call it? You're like, yeah, bro. Like, damn, I ain't heard him in a long time.
Paul Wall?
No, not Paul Wall. I know Paul. I love Paul Wall. Oh my God, dude.
Hold on, I have to go look.
please stand by.
Eminem?
No, it's definitely not fucking Superman. No, it's not. I'm gonna pull my phone out too. Fuck it. We're gonna find out because it's gonna bother me now.
I don't know, man. We got fucking Highway to the Danger Zone in the recent.
Yeah, he talks about cocaine and shit a lot.
Oh, Yo Gotti.
Yes. Yeah. Yo Gotti and YG don't sound the same?
That was my second. That's my second most overrated.
They don't sound the same?
Nah. Yo Gotti. Yo Gotti.
No, I'm not saying how they do their slogan. I'm talking about how they rap.
That's how he raps, too. Going on, nigga. He's always fucking...
I don't know, dog. They sound the same to me,
YG,
bro.
I just don't know, man. He just...
I only liked a couple of the YG songs, but that's because of features.
Who Do You Love, and I never heard a song that he rid the beat. He wrote the beat.
Nah, he got a song.
You know?
He got a song with J. Cole that's pretty nice.
I'd have to give it a try, man. But one song for me ain't gonna do it in terms of being not overrated. Yo Gotti's the same way. He just brought a lot of people into the game. So
I just
notoriety. You know,
I just think that their sound is what carried them, bro. Like that's it. Like where they're from and how they sound is what carries them.
It definitely can't be where YG's from. He just got co-signed real early. Again, it's like coming up in the right time. That's what happened with Future.
But he did.
I mean?
But he did have
came
some,
out with
he,
that weird that sound that was real like auto tune in a time where the only auto tune was like Pain and Wheezy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then it was not only auto tune, but it was like. Hood, you know, quote unquote hood bars, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it was like trap music mixed with fucking auto tune, and it was something to ride out to. It was, you know, the only thing I could think of that was like that before that was like Mike Jones Chopped and Screwed type shit that you could ride out to.
Yeah.
So,
nah, he got that other song. I like that. I like the other song he got. I bitch drive an all white Range. Down on the thing. What is that song with Nicki Minaj? Big Bang Take Lil Bang. I like that one.
I do like that one.
That's got a hard beat. Whoever made that beat is
overrated though.
I guess.
It's a good song, but I mean, can you name me two of his one album?
Nah, I can't. Exactly. I'm not gonna cap, bro. I fucks with him a little bit, but I'm not to where I'm like, yeah, bro, it's this album and this album and track number 9. Nah.
Go look at his fucking, you know, his videos and shit. Somehow, some way, people love him.
I told you it doesn't.
He got a song that he says I'm bicking back being boo instead of saying kicking back being cool.
Fire, that's fire, dude.
Yeah, it's fire because he's 10, in blood.
10 million plays on YouTube.
I bet it's way more than that.
Double platinum,
triple fucking diamond.
Oh,
as a matter of fact, while you got service, I want to. What's his Spotify monthly listener count?
Yeah, we were doing a game called Let's Guess How Many People Listen to This Artist Every Month. And some of these numbers were kind of like outstanding, and some of them were like, no fucking way.
I was shocked to see Jelly Rolls, man. What was his? Like
6-something, dog.
4.7 million?
Yeah, some shit that crazy was really low, dog. Not fuck with Jelly.
Crazy low after the fucking shit he's been going.
YG.
YG gonna be low.
Kiss my ass.
It's gonna be high, ain't it?
It's higher. It's higher than Jelly.
What?
Yep. 11.5.
Get the f...
Oh, he also had the My Ninja, My Ninja. That was all right. My Ninja, My Ninja.
That was Rich Homie Quan.
No, bro. That was YG, bro.
That was his song?
Yeah. Damn, Rich Homie. You just brought it back.
That was... See, bro, that's another one that just got, you know, tricked out their position,
that's
dude.
That's because we had Young Thug before him.
He still be doing shit, though.
We had Young Thug before him, bro. If it was roles reversed, he'd be put on more than Young Thug. Facts. Yeah. Without a shadow of a doubt.
Free the Thug. Actually, Young Thug, to whom it may concern, we're pretty sure is out of jail and... dressing as Sexy Red. So if you see Sexy Red public,
Sexy Red look just like Young Thug. I don't care what they say. I'm gonna go to one of her concerts, just be like, Thugger, hey man, I know you was out, bruh.
Hey, you gonna scream Thugger? She's gonna be like, you dig,
you dig.
In the beginning. Oh shit, I'm out of character. Not again.
I got no service looking up Rich Homie. I wanted to check out Rich Homie, bro.
I forgot who he just went on a little tour with, so he finally got out of his little deal shit.
Yeah, I got no service, bro. Shout outs to the storm in the trailer right now, fucking everything up.
But it's crazy because Rich Homie Quan, man. I don't know how he fell off.
2.2.
Good.
Good. I mean, for not being relevant anymore.
Good, because
yeah
good.
I'm feeling like the man when I walk through. That was my shit, bro. I don't care what anybody says. All right, so since you said overrated, we talked about that. Let's talk about underrated. Whoa, hold on. I think I got a soundbite for that. Underrated. You better watch your mouth.
Underrated mainstream or just in general?
I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, if you're rocking with them, somebody probably has to have heard of them. But you can start mainstream if you want, like somebody that's really out there like that.
Because
that's kind of tough too. Because it seems like everybody's winning, no matter how shit you are.
Yeah, it seems like everyone's able to find their lane because nobody wants to listen to the same thing, but somehow everyone gets sucked into listening to the same thing.
Yeah.
I would say under...
You can even put your boy... I mean, you already mentioned them. But any of those can fit too, because I didn't know about them until you put me on.
But I don't know if he's... See, he's not mainstream because he ain't really on the radio. He's doesn't in the matter. Radio in Detroit, so...
Doesn't matter.
Babytron for sure is... I wouldn't say he's underrated, though. You see them fucking view counts.
Yeah, but I don't know. I didn't know about him until I came to fucking Springs.
Okay. I would go Babytron... And that Jewish dude, BLP Kosher.
Oh, the BLP Candy, yes.
Because just, 6 months ago, I was watching a video with that Kosher dude, and he had like 50,000 views.
Yeah.
He did a song with Babytron. Now everything he's dropping is getting millions. And I would say mainstream, underrated, would be... Fuck, man, a lot of people are in jail though.
Yeah.
Big X. Cause he's mainstream right now. He's on the radio. But
facts.
Mainly in Texas, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that dude's gonna be huge.
I think
that dude's big because he's got the sound like you know, I don't know if you know who Big 30 is. He's a rapper like from where Yo Gotti's from.
Okay.
And like Pooh Shiesty and all them, that kind of that click, you know.
Damn, Pooh Shiesty.
He that's underrated motherfucker too.
Yeah, he's alright.
I mean, he's in prison, but that's what I'm saying. It's different because there's a lot of mainstream rappers like 2 years ago that is dead now or in prison.
That's a fact. overrated. Was it over? No, it was underrated.
Underrated, yeah.
Underrated.
Not getting enough recognition.
Well, I think my shit, because I have a couple.
Actually, Cap, I got this dude, you know that song, Layup and shit, I've been...
Yeah.
All them nights I had to stay up.
Yeah.
That motherfucker only has like 50,000 views on his shit. Super underrated.
That's, yeah.
I heard him on a whim. Big Kemoo. K-H-E-M-O-O. I don't even think he's on fucking...
K-E what?
K-H-E-M-O-O. I bet his Spotify account is like maybe...
Is it just Kemo or is it King Kemo?
It might be King. But I say big.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, King Kemo.
Yeah, he's only got 48. Yeah, layup is right here.
48,000?
47,000, yeah.
Yeah, that ain't shit. And his shit's good as fuck.
Got two Kemos, bro. Yeah, boy had to put King in front of that shit. For me, underrated, my cousin and my boy Cruz, the one I called earlier about the money issue. I put him on. And I tried to put you on. I think Code of the Friend.
Yeah, I'm gonna tap more into him.
Dude, he
I'm gonna let you get the radio the next few days.
He got some shit. Like he's got I think his whole vibe. Like right now right now me and him are like in a dislike situation. Because he dropped this album or this EP I should say, and it's like a summer vibe. So it's like all that uppity giddy.
Yeah, he's conforming.
Yeah, a little bit. See, a little, man. But he's saying because he has a series called Lyrics on the Go, and it's basically like freestyles, but on produced beats from his producer. And it's just like him going in on a song for like a minute and a half, and then it'll go right to the next one. That's like the whole scheme. Lyrics on the Go is just like, here's a freestyle, here's a freestyle, here's a freestyle, here's a freestyle.
He's just quick, like, you know.
Yeah, so.
Quick little eight bars.
Yeah, no, it's like some of them are like 2 minutes long, minute and a half or whatever, like a good like verse or whatever. And shit, even Coda's got 2.4.
Yeah, see, those are anything over a million to me. I mean, you're getting paid.
Yeah, you're getting something. You got something, right? And
because like, that's just on Spotify.
Yeah, yeah, facts. Not even YouTube and
Apple all shit and you get Google, all that
IG
shit.
And shit. But my cousin put me on. Shout out to my cousin Josh. He put me on a long time ago, and I didn't take him serious at first. And then he came out with a song called "For the Troubled Boys," and I instantly fell in love with it again. And ever since then, I've been listening to all his shit. I go back as far as he's came out, and his cadence and delivery is real underground hip hoppy, but it's like he doesn't overdo it.
I'm gonna blow your mind right now. You heard of D-Baby?
Sounds familiar.
Look his view count up. I don't know where he's from. Might even be somewhere in Texas. He's a Chico dude, and I'm telling you right now, all he does is smoke cigarettes and pop perks in his videos,
mm-hmm.
and talk about that sad shit over, you know, auto tune, real melodic. But the numbers he's pushing,
623,000.
Oh man, way lower than I thought.
His music has numbers. It's top 5 on Spotify. 6.5, 9.1, 1.4, 1.3, 2.2.
Yeah, he just came out this year.
Yeah, so he's doing something right. He's getting there. And like I said, a lot of these people
weird have cosigns, man.
You got to have acquired taste, bro. You know, like,
yeah, you can't, I can't fuck with his music, but the comments like on social media, people are going nuts over this guy. And it's like I said, man, if you're doing those kind of numbers within the first year or two, even in the first 5 years of making music,
yeah.
What do you think? You know, you got Drake pushing what, 20 years?
Damn near, yeah.
What do you think people like that are going to be doing? Because Drake wasn't doing numbers like that in the beginning. It was good.
The music was good, though.
It was pushing the millions right off the rip.
Right after Thank Me Later. Like,
yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, There's a lot of mixtapes.
I said Thank Me Later. That's two albums in one. Take Care. After Take Care, it was like when he really... That was like prime Drake. Like after Take Care. But the album before that, remember we couldn't... I still can't remember it. The one that we were trying to figure out the other day. And then we had to look it up. I'm such a terrible fucking fan.
Something well.
Thank Me Later. I just said it. Yeah, so Thank Me Later was like his, like what I like to call his intro. That was like, okay, like this dude can really make music, because he's got fire. He's got fire on that album too. That was like, you know, Fireworks, Karaoke, Over, Fancy, Unforgettable. Which
Over
like,
was like his first radio single.
Yeah, but like he's got like Unforgettable is like one of my favorite songs.
Yeah.
With Jeezy, you got Light Up on there. You even got Find Your Love, as corny as that was. But Take Care 2011 Drake was like the Drake. That was
That's the thing. He came out and was doing all these features, you know, with Trey Songz, with Weezy and shit like that. So he was more solidified as, like Weezy said, hey, we gonna be all right if we put Drake on every hook.
Well, yeah, but it took him a while to get there, because So Far Gone came out in 2009.
When did Take Care come out, or Thank Me Later?
Thank Me Later came out the next year. But he was rapping before that, but he wasn't like...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He was more like features.
Nah, he made a mixtape.
He made a mixtape
with features. Nah, he wasn't the feature. Trey Songz, that song, that girl song, can't remember the name, but that girl song that was all over MySpace was his song with Trey Songz on it.
Successful?
No, not six. The one before that. Shit, I don't. I have to look that shit up on SoundCloud.
Oh yeah, you were telling me about that the other day.
Yeah, but Successful is off So Far Gone.
But and that okay, so
that's around again, the same era.
Again, he was probably dropping shit before that. That wasn't, you know what I'm saying? These guys are. You seen the fucking. The music, he didn't have that dude that we were just talking about, D Baby, he didn't have much songs out.
Yeah,
it's not like he had 2-3 mixtapes out first and then he caught fire off of one.
Yeah,
it was like one boom single, 1.7 million, another one, 9 million, just every one he drops. And then, you know,
and I think
what comes with that is, of course, an album, but the album never does as good as the fucking singles, couple singles do. But that's how you get on the tours and all that dumb shit. So it's like he's. Again, right time, caught fire, but he sounds just like everybody else. So I don't know how it just keeps
that repetitive
getting
shit.
Let in and just getting, you know, just stick with the one that's already doing it. But the numbers are there. Everyone's getting paid. So I don't know. To each his own. I guess they found out the rest.
And another thing is, like, everybody in the music, like, in that knows music, they always want something new. So even though it's like it might sound the same, it's coming from somebody else. It's coming from a different avenue. So I think honestly that the sound may sound the same, but it's coming from a different person. So that makes them gravitate to it. It's like, oh, dog, you heard this new guy?
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
I've had pizza here, but let me try it over there.
You know? Yeah, same thing. You know what I'm saying? Because like, I'll give you another example of underrated still to this day. And you might agree with me. Fucking Mac Miller.
Yeah, for sure.
Even though he's gone, like,
rest in peace. He got more recognition after his passing than he did while he was here.
That's just.
But he did have a really core
fan base.
It's like a cult following. You know what I mean? Like the people that rode with him or were there from kids.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go back to even the few songs that were made before that.
Yeah. And my biggest thing is like I'm glad that you brought up like death, because that's another big thing that I find really weird in hip hop. How does that saying go? Give them flowers while they're still here.
Yeah, how everyone blows.
That shit don't never. It's always after. You know what I'm saying?
A good example of that is to me, like people like Lil Peep and stuff like that. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, they had a little bit of a. You know, doing shows with 100 people in it and type shit. But if they were doing shows right now with the numbers they're pushing when they were passing away, they could probably fucking sell out stadiums.
Facts.
You know what I mean? And they couldn't sell out a goddamn venue when they were alive.
I think it also has a lot to do with, like...
Rest in peace, Lil Peep, though. I'm not saying he was trash or anything. I just... You know,
but that's the thing, though. They weren't
that kind of glorification. There's no reason to, you know.
But they do that with everything. Like my perfect example. I'm glad that you brought up Peep. My perfect example is XXXTentacion.
Yep.
Same fucking thing. I was rocking with XX and for a while, and he's from Florida too. A lot of people didn't know that till he died. They thought he was from up north. Nah, bro, that man was from Florida, down the block.
I never got. I mean. Maybe if it wasn't labeled hip-hop or rap or whatever, you know, the fucking label is for it, then I could get down with it in a different way. But because I'm, like, comparing it to, you know, I grew up to Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
Wayne was somebody who you could put on and you could listen, you could turn up, You could listen to something that would make you think.
Mm-hmm.
You could listen to something that was a story. He had, to me, he had every angle and every avenue solidified during his run.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying that, that the run is over for me, for Wayne.
Nah, he's still making shit.
He's still doing okay stuff, but there's a reason he ain't dropped a body of work. I don't think it's there. I don't think he's got 15 back-to-back.
I think he just doesn't.
Think about No Ceilings mixtapes.
But that was
about.
But that was
about the Carter 1, 2, 3s, the Suffix. Those were bodies of work that I could listen to front and back.
Yeah, but
and I don't get old.
The main difference between that Wayne and the Wayne we have now.
Same thing with Eminem.
Is hunger. Back then they wanted to get where they're at now, to where they don't have to do shit but make features for a couple of million.
Yeah,
you think Wayne's not doing these features for 500,000 or more. You gotta be sleep.
I would say that. That's for sure. But whatever it is, he still don't got it.
He does though, because he's been doing features and he be ripping shit. It's not like he lost it. That's the thing. I just think that the hunger is not there for him. Like, he doesn't need to go drop a Carter 6, even though everybody would want a Carter 6. They're like, he's like, bro, I don't need to. There's been rumors about a Carter 6 now for like a year now, and we still haven't heard anything. But like, I'm just giving that example. Like, Carter 1 and Carter 2, Wayne was hungry. He was fucking hungry. When you make that many albums and that many bodies of work of mixtapes and shit, dog, you were trying to prove a fucking point.
You see why? How can anyone compare fucking XXXTentacion to that? And I'm not saying they do. No one's sitting there saying that they're the same or their one's better. But they're, you know, when they put him in terms of goated, abso-fucking-lutely not.
Well, from a fan standpoint, I wouldn't put him in anywhere of goated. But as far as like leading the new generation,
I got
sound,
okay, listen to this question.
Because question. Because when I listen to XXXTentacion, you know who I hear? I hear like Juice WRLD. I hear like those kind of style rappers that are in the new age.
Yeah, but Juice WRLD just didn't. Fuck, I can't believe I'm about to say this. Juice WRLD just didn't die soon. They were the same era, same exact hit.
But that's what I'm saying.
Juice WRLD, XXX, Trippie Redd,
all them like
Lil Peep. They all came up in the same grunge SoundCloud shit.
Yeah,
and then you know Juice WRLD took off because. It wasn't always, I mean, it was a lot of drug related, but it was more uppity.
Juice was raw.
Yeah, he was.
That was it.
He was decent.
Yeah, he could do everything.
There was some stuff I didn't, you know, again, I don't appreciate the glorification.
No.
I get that you can mix it in without making it seem like that's all that life is.
Yeah, but that's what gets them paid.
But I do understand the agenda too. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah, it was definitely the same era.
So do you, go back to my question. Do you think so the way hip hop is now, the way everyone's dropping this kind of style of music, you think, well, fuck, I can't say he would. Okay. Scratch what you know about Wayne or people like that. Do you think someone like Wayne, if they drop now in this age, not knowing what you know about him, would it last? Would they catch fire?
No. The only way it catches fire or catches any type of wave would be from fans like us. Cause like I stated,
lyrics are coming back.
No, like I stated in the beginning, people don't care about music. They don't.
I don't know.
They don't.
I hear Baby Tron's coming out and I hear shit like that. And I think that it's double back. And I think that the majority of people listening and giving the feedback are people like you and I who are, we're willing to give that new shit a chance, but now it's so, you know, there's somebody for it. We don't need five people coming out a week that sound just like the same five people from last week. I feel like it's doubling back like that because everyone's just getting sick of the same.
I know for a fucking fact people don't care about music because.
And plus everyone's so stuck on trying to like, oh man, let's make it seem like it's 04 again. With the clothes and shit.
When's the last time you heard somebody ask you about bars? Think about it. When's the last time somebody said, damn, did you hear what he was saying in the song?
Well, I mean, I'm 30 and I fucking, you know.
30 ain't got nothing to do with it. I'm 36.
I just don't hang around with you know, it's not like, okay, if I was in high school, probably a lot. Because these people that I'm talking about are the same people that these, you know, like my nephew. Mm-hmm. My nephew is 21. He just turned. And he's the one that put me on to Baby Trump. And he's normally the one that listens to like NBA Youngboy and shit. And,
yeah,
you know, people like that. And I'm thinking like, damn, what's the, you know, that's two different rappers right there.
Yeah.
Two completely different rappers. And you know what he said? Sometimes I just want to listen to some shit and think.
And
his answer. So that would be the last conversation I had. Some, you know, and that's what that shit does. You hear the sentence and you go, oh, fuck. You catch the reference and then you go, damn, that he just said three different things in that one little bar.
Mm-hmm.
So, Baby Tron, he's young. He's not an old cat.
No.
He's young. He's got a following. I don't want to keep reiterating that guy because there's a lot of people just like him that are just kind of...
It's just the example.
Underground coming up.
Yeah.
But because they're so young and so new and already getting the millions, I feel like that's going to catch fire and be, you know... It's only going to get bigger. The views are going to get bigger.
Yeah,
they're
you keep
dropping a single. It's going to get better. Someone's going to hear it, and they're going to go to the view count, and they're going to look at the videos and go, oh, shit, he's got this whole catalog. Because if you go down that motherfucker's catalog, it don't miss. It's every just... Mm-hmm. Just keeps going the same way.
Yeah.
Same flow, the same cadence. He's been doing it for like 3-4 years and just got, you know, more confident. That's all I could say is he kind of got more confident in the way I see it. Just like if you listen to Wayne from 400 degrees to fucking No Ceilings,
mm-hmm.
you see nothing but confidence and growth. And all those songs, those mixtapes that Wayne dropped back then that weren't getting shit, I don't know if he's getting rights to all the stuff or what, but that shit's dropping on platforms now.
And to circle back to what you were saying in regards to like older artists dropping like newer shit in like today's genre, I'll bring back Nas just came out with Magic 2. Magic 1 was an old mixtape, and he made this into an album. His number one song off of that is a song with 50 Cent, and both of them actually, because 50's on his way out too now.
Shout out to 50. Get Rich or Die Trying was the first album I ever bought.
Facts. And his number one song is the Office Hours track, which came in right now as to date with 3.3 million plays.
And I didn't hear about it at all.
Yeah, and you don't know. But that's the thing I'm talking about when it comes to older rappers trying to do it now. It's the bottom of the barrel, like hip hop fans. Because you're not going to run into an 18, 19 year old that's saying like, unless they're hip hop heads and they just had that upbringing. Like their environment had Nas playing because he's not on the radio. You can look him up, but if you have no motivation or inspiration to look him up, you won't know about him, especially now in 2023.
Yeah, it kind of got lost with the lost in translation.
But the albums that he had put out before, the King's Disease trio, he has 1, 2, and 3. The first and second one are my favorite of the newer generation of Nas. I call it the new generation of Nas because even though he sounds the exact same. Like from,
yeah, it's less of a struggle in his rap.
Yeah, but like the beat side, like he's doing a lot of shit with Hit Boy.
Yeah.
So Hit Boy's like kind of newer. He's a newer producer. He's not
Young Bird.
You know what I'm saying? So he's doing a lot of shit with like newer producers.
It's so crazy when I found out that Hit Boy was Young Bird. That's one of the stories that's like mind blowing to me.
Yeah.
That he went from like a D, maybe an E list rapper to the most solidified producer. I don't even know how he's as good as he is. But yeah, that motherfucker's killing it too. He be making all kinds of shit with everybody.
But yeah, so you'd have to like either change your entire persona, your flow, your cadence, your vocabulary, your sound, your all around sound to just keep up with the times.
And that's why Drake's so good, dude. And I'm not trying to Drake off with you, man.
You can Drake off with me because I'm gonna talk shit because
there's
nobody doing it like that.
The weird thing is even if you don't like him, like
you gotta respect him.
Maybe you just don't like the single he put out with somebody or the song he put out himself. When he drops a body of work, there's always something on there you like. there's always a good amount of songs on there. And he always, I like how his albums are always new and old school.
Mm-hmm.
He keeps the old Drake alive, and he kind of sprinkles in a new style, maybe to see if it's gonna work and see if it's gonna hit.
Mm-hmm.
Like when he works with like Central C, you know, he gets that fucking that drill, that England drill rap in him, you know.
Yeah.
And he works with somebody like Khaled, you know what I mean? It's just that uppity fucking. Mm-hmm. Almost club banger, and he just goes everywhere as opposed to the people like dropping now are doing that melodic shit. We've been talking about it. They're kind of setting themselves up for one lane.
Mm-hmm.
But nowadays, if you're just doing that one thing over and over and over, and then you drop something completely different, that fucking takes fire too. But it's a matter of having being able to bring that every time.
Yeah, you got to be able to do it right, because
consistency is hard to do when you switch it up.
Yeah, because there's a crazy amount of number of rappers that tried to do something different and it just didn't work, or just didn't sound right. You know what I'm saying?
That's why I think at the end, you can find somebody that's gonna sing you a fucking song and cry over a beat. You can find someone that's gonna bring you a story, but when you find someone like that's doing it all the time.
He just doesn't miss, so
consistent with it. Even if he misses, it's not a miss.
He doesn't,
you know what
even
I mean?
Miss, dog.
Even if it's a miss, it's just a subjective thing, because 700 million other people are fucking disagreeing with you.
Yeah, because the biggest thing for me is like people will bring up like Certified Lover Boy or his last album, and they're like, "Oh, this shit is trash, bro. This shit is trash." The numbers.
It might have been trash for you, but go back to an album that you like. Listen to that until he drops one that you do like, because it's gonna happen.
Yeah, I'm waiting for this new one. It's coming out soon. So he's talking a lot of shit, talking about it's gonna be a lot of old Drake. So he's talking about Take Care and shit like that. So if it's anything like old Drake, I'm there for it, bro. But I just, because I talked about him with Martinez Got Jokes numerous of times. We even gave Drake a whole episode. And we just like got into like our top five albums and our favorite songs and yada yada yada. But when it comes down to it, in my generation and even in this generation, there's just nobody that can do what he does, because he just does everything. It could be rap, he could be singing, he could be doing dance hall, dance music, it could be a remix, it could be on a love song, it could be an R&B song, it could be a party song. It's just that he's just a tree that keeps on giving.
It's a super well-round, you know, specimen, dude. Like, he's
a fucking machine.
And he came out like that, too. It's not like, you know, he just randomly dropped the singing shit.
Yeah, it was
he
all versatile.
He started
from day one,
you know, singing his hooks and rapping his verses. That was what I always liked about him. You know, he didn't really need anybody on a song. He could make it, you know, you have love for two different parts. You know, the chorus is melodic. He's singing about, you know,
something,
yada yada yada,
and the
bars on the verse are so fucking deep and, you know, damn.
Mm-hmm.
That it just well round, and then he's only getting better with time, you know. And I don't see it stopping. You know, it's not like he's trying to take a break. Foot on thy neck.
Yeah, I don't.
Social
I don't.
Social media guru.
I don't remember. I don't remember the song. We heard it today. Over My Dead Body. I still got 10 years to go, huh? That was in 11.
Yeah, I don't know, dude, and it's...
That was an 11.
If this album is what I'm expecting, which I don't want to put my expectations too high for Drake.
I do every time. Sometimes I get shit on.
He fails me a lot with the albums.
Yeah, I haven't like... The last two I've got singles off there, like maybe
I'm going to be on record right in front of you, and
uh-oh,
you don't throw anything at me. I have not met a Drake album that I can play front to back without skipping a song. And that could just be one. It could just be one song. But there's always at least one song that I'm like, come the fuck on.
Bro, the number one, I've already spoke about this before. The number one album, I don't care what anybody says if they're a Drake fan. If it's not Take Care, they're just faking it. But Take Care is definitely one you should just let ride one time, especially if you're in your zone.
Maybe I'll go back to it.
It's that good, bro.
Again, you know,
2011.
When that came out, I was you know, Wayne was my guy. Wayne still is my guy. That's my go-to.
Wayne was on there too, bro.
No, I understand that, but that doesn't mean, that doesn't make me like the whole album.
Man, shut up.
But I will go back to it.
It's really good, dog. Like, from cadence to delivery to the song to the production to what he's saying on there, the versatility of, like...
I'm looking for Pound Cake Drake. I want a whole album of Pound Cake Drake.
Before Pound Cake, bro.
I'm saying, but I want a full album of that Drake.
Take care.
Fucking just straight in the zone. Put the top down.
Take care, bro. I would play it, dog, but I'm not trying to get copyrighted.
Bring me back to South Beach up into fucking Springs, dog.
Let me see, dog. Because I think Spotify, the actual app, the Anchor app, will let me play songs.
Shit, you could even play and just edit it out.
I'm going to let it rock if I play that shit. I ain't got no service in here. We're going to see if it loads.
Yeah, we're going to listen to a whole album on this podcast.
Nah.
Come on. But
anyways, let's see where I want to try to wrap things up with this last big topic. I'm going to try to see how I want to put this. You want to do like top 5 or top 10? Top 10 might be too much.
Top 10 is too much.
All right, so top 5,
and this, you know, it can't be in. Well, yeah, I mean, you might have your order.
I have my top 3 will never ever change.
Let's go with top 5.
Never ever in my life will it change. Let me see if I can log into this shit right quick. Yes, that's me. I don't know why. It, like, shit doesn't count. Not found. Okay, I guess not. Fuck it. Top five. Dial on.
Hey,
you just got that?
Dial on.
Okay, so top 5. Oh, man. I hope.
It shouldn't be too hard. You said your top 3 will never change. So
yeah.
Name those guys and then think of two more.
I'm thinking about my boy Martinez Got Jokes. He's probably going to roast me when he hears this, because every time we do a podcast, when we did a podcast about top whatever, he's like, bro, your shit changes like every fucking time. But the top 3 will never change. So the first 3 off the rip, no particular order, but I'm going to put Nas first, obviously, for sentimental and personal reasons. Then it's Drake, obviously, for the same reasons. Then it's J. Cole for the same reasons.
So Nas, Drake, and J. Cole on the top 3.
Yep, that will never ever change until they quit. Even then, it won't quit, because Nas came out in the fucking 90s and we're here in the 20s.
92.
Nas, Drake, Cole.
Damn, bro, 30 years.
Yeah, for real.
31 years.
And still making music.
Jesus Christ.
And still making music. Like, he dropped those King Disease. He dropped 2 King Diseases in 1 year. That's 2 albums in 1 year.
Dude, Drake's gonna be 72.
Not Drake, that's Nas.
I know that, but
Drake's
just
coming
thinking,
out with another album,
yeah,
too.
I'm
that's
just
like
thinking of Drake's fucking.
You know what, real
longevity.
Quick, for shits and giggles, we're gonna count them. Because and Khaled, too. I didn't think Khaled's been around for that long. Khaled's getting ready to drop his 14th studio album.
Yeah, that's, but Khaled's fucking.
But yeah, but it just. I feel he like he came shit. Out yesterday, though. He's. Oh, the numbers don't lie, bro.
He ain't doing. I mean, not numbers wise. He ain't doing shit. He's just got a bunch of people in the
he's
studio
a
fucking
DJ.
And going, we the best.
He's a DJ producer. All right, let's count these shits. I'm counting So Far Gone, even though a lot of people don't recognize it as an album. Y'all kiss my ass. And I say that respectfully. Okay, we have 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. If you want to count Dark Demo, yeah, we'll count that. 14. So, this will be his 15th studio album.
Nas?
No, Drake. Nas only has, I think, like maybe. I want to throw the number 11 up. That might be way too much.
So does Drake surpass Nas in your?
No, Drake. Drake makes
in your impression book, not your sentimental value.
No,
book.
Impression is Nas, influential wise, Drake 100%. That's the reason why I was rapping like I was rapping.
Yeah.
Nas got me into rapping. I was rapping because of Drake and J. Cole. J. Cole was the conscious, Drake was like the vulnerable, kind of like you can say whatever you need, and Nas was the motivation just to start doing it all.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Nasir Jones. Holy shit, I might be wrong. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That's a lot.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Damn.
You could go 16 or 17 if you want to count Streets Disciple. I don't count that, even though it was an album. I guess so. So that would be 16.
If it's on there, it's an album.
Yeah, he has about 16 albums. So, as he should, you know, rapping for 30 years. But back to the original.
Got two more.
Original plot.
Nas, Drake, J. Cole.
Mac Miller. This is all time?
All time for you.
Oh, shit. It's always the fifth one, Doug. Nas, Drake, Cole, Miller. Nas, Drake, Cole, Miller. Man, this is hard. It's harder than I thought, even though I've done this like 1,000 times.
It changes, man.
It does, but like I said, my top three won't.
The top three is fine, but that
Mac always finds his way top five no matter what. So I would have gave you somebody like DMX or something, and then Mac would have rounded it out regardless. But top three stays. It's been that statue for like 10 years now, 15 years. Nas, Drake, Cole, Miller. Fuck, dude. A lot of y'all are like, oh, just say Kendrick. I'm not saying Kendrick.
Yay.
I hate to say it. It's gonna be a tie. Yeah, I think it's gonna be a tie.
Can't tie, man. That makes it six.
Stop it. I don't, dog, it's hard because I wanna throw Ross on there. But then my heart's like, bro, no, not really. That's like
Ross.
That's like
Ross and who? Because then you're putting them on a versus.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, because if you're tying them, that means they got a versus, you know, to break the tie.
That's like.
And then you're going catalogs, and that's fucking hard. Because Ross got some bangers, bro. All
right, you know what? You know what? I'll make it easier for the both of us.
Ross got some bangers, but name two albums right now.
Oh, that's easy for me.
Okay.
That's easy for me. It could be Mastermind, Port of Miami, and.
Boom.
The last one that he came out with. Shit. Fuck. Shit. what is that shit called?
Self-made.
Is it? No, it's not self-made. Now I'm going to look it up because it's going to bother me. And then we're going to, I already know who I'm going to put there now, so.
So who was the second? Ross and who?
Wayne.
That's a no-brainer.
Well, because the reason why I say Ross is obviously hometown. And,
That's fair.
And Wayne, just because fucking Wayne. And Rather You Than Me. That's the other album I was trying to say.
Okay.
But you can, like I said, that's two different rappers. Even though they've made music together, you can't put Ross and Wayne in the same room. That's like that's homicide.
Yeah, Wayne would that versus, buddy.
But for me personally, I think Ross makes better music as a whole, and Wayne is the better lyricist, hands down. Hands down.
Yeah,
I would listen to more Ross music, but I respect Wayne for being the spitter dog. Cause I don't think he, you know what I'm saying? Like, you never really listen to Wayne for music. You never heard somebody say, I like this song because of how it sounds. No, you're like, bro, did you hear what the fuck Wayne just said? That's like basically what he's known for.
Yeah, Ross does have that.
Ross has like songs, like
cinematic feel to it. You know, even with his videos, his songs are very cinematic.
Maybach music. I'm going to get sued now. Fuck my life.
yeah. I mean, nah.
No, because you're...
Nah. Wayne's my number one.
Yeah, because you're like my boy Chris. My boy Chris is... he's Wayne or die.
I mean, yes.
But you have every right to, because Wayne is built like that. You know what I'm saying?
It's weird because you say, like, you know, you never heard anyone say, oh, I heard, you know, Wayne, that song. But it is, because the bars over the beat is what that is. You know what I mean?
That's.
I've never heard a Wayne song. Well, no, that's bullshit. I was going to say, I've never heard a Wayne song where the bars were good and the beat was trash.
He doesn't.
That's not true.
That's a lie. Because there's some.
Yeah, that's
there's,
not true.
No, there is, that is true. Because there is some songs back in the mixtape era that I did not like.
No, that's what I'm saying. I was gonna say I never heard a song that the bars were good, but the beat was trash. But that's not true. There's
okay. I'm gonna tell you one.
The bars were good and the beat was terrible. I just
I'm gonna tell you one that the bars were good and the beat was terrible. Gucci Mane Lemonade. I hate that fucking song. But when you listen to the remix that he did for the mixtape, he spit fire.
So you're saying you don't like the song Gucci Mane, but you like Wayne's version?
Yes.
Yeah, but that's different.
That's what you said though.
No.
I never heard a song where the bars were trash and the beat was good for Wayne.
No.
Or is it the other way?
Other way. I never heard a song where the bars were good
and the beat was trash.
But yeah, I took that back as soon as I said it.
Oh, okay, because I just gave you one because I cannot stand that Lemonade song.
Yeah, but you just don't like it with Gucci.
I don't like it, period.
Oh, so you don't like it. You just like the bars
he's,
on it. I got you. Okay.
He's spitting on
it. Yeah, I would say the same thing with like...
And there's a ton of those.
What's that shit? It was on one of his mixtapes. We just listened to it.
He has too much, dog. I can't.
Yeah,
remember.
Bro. I mean, okay. So for me, the first top five.
You know what?
Wayne is number one for sure.
Yeah, do that. I'm gonna call my boy after this.
Wayne, call him.
Wayne, no, give me your top.
Wayne,
give me your top.
It's not gonna be in order either. Wayne, Drake, Kanye.
Oh shit. Forgot about Wes.
That's
a good one.
Wayne, Drake, Kanye, Max always in mind, man, just because of the fucking the resemblance everyone always used to tell me when I was growing. Man, you
still look like
Max. I appreciate that.
You still do, dog.
Rest in peace to my brother.
No cap.
Wayne, Drake, Kanye, Mac, and I'm gonna go with the last one is going to have to be my dog, Baby Tron. Cause he just took me over these past few months.
Damn, you
bro.
Just came in here with the Baby Tron. You just got
If he
just got endorsed.
That was the Cash App.
All right, watch this. I'm gonna call my boy, right? And I'm gonna ask him the same fucking question.
I want to hear it. He can hear me.
Yeah, he can hear you.
Oh, perfect.
He should hear you. Hopefully, he doesn't not pick up and be hot. There ain't gonna be no music because I'm calling from my phone. Oh, I have no service, bro. Let me see if I can move in and we get it.
You got to find it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to LA Knight. For all my wrestling fans out there, I just got Dalton just running around the whole...
Dude.
The whole city of Defuniac. Just
no saying, better. Nobody yeah. better ask me a fucking question that deserves a yes.
Damn, boy, I ain't got no service. Damn, Martinez. We fucked up out here in these streets.
That rain, man.
Yeah, the weather in this trailer. All right, hold on.
We're going to walk out of this trailer, bro. The house is going to be fucking gone. Trees on the cars.
Let me see if I can get the Wi-Fi from here. If I get the Wi-Fi, I'll call him from WhatsApp or something.
Yeah, but I rock with Ye, man. Not new Ye, this crazy motherfucker that is. But, you know, college dropout. Graduation.
You don't like, ask me what my favorite Kanye West album is.
Which one?
808s.
I do like 808s.
808s is fucking fire. Way ahead of its time.
I do like 808s.
Everybody's like, oh.
See, that's one of those albums that I feel like inspired this new wave. Because he was vulnerable. It was like the first real vulnerable rapper to come out with some bullshit like that everyone was like, well, damn, dude. You all right?
Yeah, but I think it was more along the lines of the sound.
Oh, no, it wasn't the first because you had Drake still crying over beats.
Because you can put that shit on now and you can really like fuck with it because of the sound.
I feel like it's better now than it was when it dropped.
Because T-Pain made it a thing, and then once he took a jab at it, it was like, oh, we already heard that from T-Pain, but now everybody's getting back on the auto-tune. Even with Wayne. Wayne, oh my God, Wayne still does the fucking auto-tune to this day. This day.
Wayne perfected it too, though.
To this day.
There's a few people that can do it that it just doesn't bother me. And then there's people that... Hey.
Oh, you bitch. Can't place four card. His number's not registered.
My guy.
My guy. You have one job, my guy. Martinez, dog. Fix your shit.
What you got, jokes today, man?
He ain't got nothing today.
Ah,
try to call him one more time.
A's.
Oh shit. Are we live?
It's 11 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
Where's he at?
Oh yeah, he's 11 o'clock, bro. Shit. Come on, LA. I know you ain't sleep. Damn, this is two times I got shitted on.
Full disclosure, all these guys call us back and they're like really apologetic.
Please leave your message for...
Damn, bro.
Damn.
He's going to call me back during the podcast and I'm going to be hot.
You need to get a womp, womp, womp.
Yeah, dog, I got to fix my shit, bro. Damn. That hurt my feelings, LA. When you listen to this, he listens to the podcast too. Damn, bro. Because he's a big Wayne fan, so I was going to ask him the same thing. I would call my boy Cruz, but he's probably asleep. He got work tomorrow.
To me, Wayne was hard to match, and I'll tell you why. Because like we're saying, you know, Drake comes in, you know, puts his feet in the water, then he leaves. He puts his feet in, then he leaves. There was a time period, and I mean 4 years, 5 years, where, I mean, nobody, it don't matter who the fuck you were, who dropped, it don't matter. Wayne, he just did it. I don't think anybody had a run like him.
Yeah.
Still to this day.
Yeah, it's
even with all these new fucking rappers, even with these new sounds, nobody's had a 5 year run where it was, I mean, every single week, dude. Every week there was a new fucking banger to bang to.
Hear me out.
Following the old shit.
Hear me out. Imagine if somebody got the rights to Wayne's voice and made a whole another fucking dedication mixtape. But like dedication Wayne on the AI. That would be fucking insane.
That's scary.
It is scary, but it would be fucking insane. Because the AI songs that came out with Drake in the weekend were fucking fire. And I was like, bro, if any of this is like actually possible.
Obviously it is.
To get rights to it. They can't put it out. They can put it on YouTube and shit, but they're not getting guap off of it. They can fuck around and get sued.
That's gonna be the next lane. That's gonna be the next lane of people not selling rights to their voice, but selling rights to their voice for that song. You know what I mean? Like leasing their voice.
That's easy money too.
Oh my god, yeah. Listen, hey Wayne, you don't have to do anything but sign this piece of paper and get a check, and we're gonna drop a banger.
Banger.
We're gonna bring dedication 2 back, boy.
But yeah, I don't think anybody's
get the DJ drama handles on it.
It's a wrap, dog. It's a wrap. But there's a lot of.
I'm surprised they didn't do that shit with like Pac yet.
It's coming.
You know what I mean?
Somebody's gonna make it.
They did that 3D hologram shit. Ain't heard nothing about Pac since.
Drake just did one of those too at a show. Did you see that? That shit was crazy. This man had a hologram of him and his younger self, like 15-year-old Drake.
Oh yeah.
And he sat down and he rapped with the book. That shit was fire, dude.
I didn't see that.
See, I miss shit. Like I've been to like 3 Drake concerts. I ain't get no shit like that. I got a bunch of fireworks.
You know what, man? Talking about concerts, I've been to one Wayne concert.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to a Mac Miller concert that I got kicked out of.
Damn, I was gonna say you lucky son of a bitch.
Matter of fact, bro, where we were.
Mm-hmm.
It's a place called Janice Live in St. Pete.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a bridge. It's like you know, the second story of a building, and the artists always walk across that bridge.
Yeah.
And then go down into the stage.
Mm-hmm.
He was walking across the bridge, and I looked at him. I was like, "Twin." He looked down, and he was like, "Hey." That was cool as shit.
Fire, dude.
And then I was smoking a blunt in the fucking crowd. It was an outside venue too, so I still don't understand why I got kicked out, but. I was having a good time, just feeling myself, and all of a sudden I got gripped up by my backpack, and they said the magic words, "You can go, or we can call, or you can get escorted out by the police." And I was like, "Yeah, that's enough for me. I'll call a cab. I'll go home."
Facts.
Screamed out, "Mac Miller, I love you, bruh.
I love you, bruh."
Exited that motherfucker clean.
Bruh.
No charges.
No charges.
But yeah, man, shit's not the same anymore.
Nah, it's not bad.
It's evolving. That's what it is.
Yeah, it definitely is.
I got stuck on a sound growing up, and that's what I look for in everything now. And when I don't find that, it almost irritates me, but I somehow grow to the new sound.
I felt that, though.
I can do without the crying shit, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, the decent uppity songs are okay, and even the bars are coming back a little bit. The old heads are still staying relevant, so it ain't dead yet. Hip-hop will never die. We're celebrating 50 years, baby.
That's the crazy part, that it's been around this 50 fucking
years
long.
And Nas has been around for 31 of those.
Facts. And the Drake 19, is pushing 20.
The 19 before that wasn't even really hip-hop, you know what I mean? It was more like I was saying earlier, like, we gonna go to the store and get ourselves some bread.
Bread.
Hopefully we can go back home and get ourselves some. And they didn't even say hand, you know what I'm saying? It would
but
be like,
you knew what they were saying.
Always with the crazy shit, man. But yeah.
Oh, man. I'm so mad that this man did not pick up his phone, bro.
It's all right.
No, it's not. I'm gonna bitch his ass out tomorrow. You gonna hear from me. I'm gonna give you all of this. Pause.
A straight earful.
Yep. Like, bro, pause. I tried to put you on. You could have got a free shout out, and you ignored my shit, bro. It's over. But yeah, man. So,
got your top five. They got my top five.
Yeah. Because we can keep going.
We're gonna post this on social media. Post your top five in the comments.
Yeah, I'm gonna make sure the poll.
Yeah, man, make a poll.
Yeah, I make a poll every
Make episode. A poll. Who's better, Wayne or Drake?
Nah, chill.
Come on, that's perfect.
That's gonna be 50-50.
Drake's your number one. Wayne's my number one.
No, Nas is my number one.
Oh yeah, okay. So,
but
Drake's your number two.
But I'll put
Wayne my number two. Then I'll put Babytron in front of Wayne.
you just want to be co-signed so bad.
Hey Weezy, I'm just kidding, bro.
Oh man. So yeah. I think that's
it. Hey, and you know what? For the record, Drake don't be skating. Drake just be draking off, man.
Yeah, but
you got everybody draking off with him.
Yeah, but man, I mean, he's untouchable, bro. I don't care what anybody says.
Shout out to Drizzy.
There's nobody that's doing his shit, dog.
No, shout out to Weezy.
The only one that was on his level was Wayne. That's why he co-signed.
The real shout out is to anybody that
you don't want to have that conversation.
What? Which one?
I think Wayne was scared of Drake.
I think
that's why he signed him.
I think 100% Wayne was intimidated by what Drake could have done and does. But when you co-sign greatness and you're the one that did that, because to me, I think Drake's access to the top would have been a lot harder in any other label.
Nah, I don't think so, bro.
I mean, where was the second option?
Shit, I don't know.
He would have been in Canada type shit. He probably would have went back home. There would have been no room for Drake anywhere but right where he was at.
I still think he still would have done what he did, though.
Because YMCMB wasn't like it wasn't a New Orleans sound. It wasn't even a Miami sound. It was just Nicki was from New York. Wayne from New Orleans. Drake's from fucking Canada. I mean, you had a couple dudes that was from Miami, and then they all synchronized with like the Cali DJs and the, you know, the modern hits thing. I for sure think because of Wayne's run and the name he made,
mm-hmm.
Drake was able to piggyback off that and bring a different sound to the game that wasn't there yet. Again, you had maybe T-Pain singing, Future come along and start singing trap shit, but you didn't have any versatile rapper out there that was doing it. Only way to come out with a new sound that nobody was really ready for, mm-hmm. is to be co-signed by greatness. Because no matter what, even if it was a Find Your Love, you know, there was always a fucking another song. Look.
That's still a bop, though.
All the songs that Drake kind of, they were bops, but they kind of flopped. There was always a Wayne feature next to pick it back up.
No,
for sure. Look at the time records, dude. There, and same thing for Wayne, bro. When Wayne went to prison and Wayne fell off, dude, Drake held him
because Drake was popping.
Drake was banging, and then that's the thing. If there's a Wayne and Drake, I don't know if it meshes, but Wayne falling off and going to prison gave Drake that fucking time to be able to, you know, be the only one, and then it kind of just went from there. But I definitely believe in my heart of hearts, without Wayne's run, Drake would have had a lot harder of a time reaching success and reaching, you know, I mean, countrywide too, or not countrywide, but worldwide. You know, he doesn't do country. He's not just in America. He's probably rarely doing shows around here.
Facts.
As opposed to people like Wayne, you know, Wayne's still just,
I'm sure he's done some international shit, but he stays local.
So yeah, Drake surpassed him.
And the intimidation factor was 100% there.
I think it was too, though.
But I also think that it was a strategic move for Wayne. I mean, why not? Why not? Why compete with the guy when you can eat with the guy? You know what I mean?
That's facts, too. But I think it was a, damn, this motherfucker here. He got some shit. You know what? Hey, come over here. Let me sign.
Yeah, pretty much. And that... Just the versatility, man.
Yeah, they're both versatile as fuck. I mean, even though people clown him about his, like, rock shit.
Even if Drake drops a fucking R&B album that's just straight fucking bullshit, it's still gonna hit the charts. It's still gonna hit enough fucking views to generate some money. So there's no missing. I mean, he would have to literally, like, do some shit to get canceled to miss at this point. Because of the wow factor that he is. There's a lot of artists like that right now that they just have this wow factor about them. So whatever they drop, good or bad, is going to hit. And I don't see that ever, you know, it don't die down. Especially with Drake, bro. The older he gets, it's like fucking wine. You know what I mean?
No, not the wine.
It's like fine wine, dude.
That's facts.
But just as an overall, he just ain't my favorite. He's in the top for sure, but he's just not my favorite. I always go to Wayne. That was just who I grew up on. First fucking song I ever heard was Back That Ass Up. And I remember listening to Wayne's part at the end like 40, 50 times back to back.
That's funny because everybody was singing it. The most, it wasn't even a verse. It was just a chant. It was just like
3-4 bars.
It was like a repeated chant.
Not even bars, dude. It was just a chant. A little,
drop it like it's hot.
A little ad lib at the end. Wobbledy 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 wobble.
That's all you need, bro. All right, so before we head out, I'm going to try to call this motherfucker one more time. Yeah, what was the question again?
Top five.
No, the Wayne question. What did we say? Has Wayne ever made a good freestyle on a shitty beat?
Yeah.
Something like that. I have to go back in time.
Well, my exact question was, or my exact statement was, I never heard good bars on a bad beat. Like, if it was a bad beat, it was always shitty bars with it.
Facts. Let me see if he
and I'm going, you know, some bars might be good, but they're still shitty, you know.
Let me see. I was about to call him by his neighborhood name, LA.
His old rap.
Yeah, his old rap name. All right, one more time for the boy. Come on. Oh shit, here we go.
Gotta find it. Gotta find
it. He's probably asleep, bro. I'd be hot if I was asleep.
Was he messaging you back?
Nah.
Oh.
I'm just gonna know this shit out of him. Pick up like, man, I'm trying to record a video for TikTok. This guy has like 300,000 subscribers on TikTok.
Hey, shout out to Martinez, got jokes.
The fact that I know him is even better. Damn, LA man.
Look like you don't know him.
Please leave your message.
My boy's sleep, probably.
Yeah, bitch. It's 11 o'clock on a Tuesday night.
My boy probably had a long day.
Can't even believe we're doing this podcast right now on a Tuesday night. And it stopped raining. I don't hear the rain no more. No,
I think it stopped, or just for now. But either way, ladies and gentlemen, we've talked enough shit tonight.
This has been 50 years of hip hop in an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Yeah, but we could keep going.
For sure.
That's the thing. We'll talk about
music. We haven't even gotten over the top five that we don't like. But that's another day.
Yeah, I'm gonna put Baby Tron number one.
Hey.
But anyways, we talked enough shit. Dalton, if you need the time to give anybody a shout out, this would be the time.
Hey man,
if you say shout out to you, I'm gonna punch you in the fucking throat.
I was gonna say, I'm looking at this vibes right now in this trailer.
Yeah,
everything's shining. There's red lights. The ambiance is nice.
Ooh, Drake word.
There's a little there's a little table in here with some chairs. We got our mic stands up. The mixer's going.
It's a whole vibe.
Shout out to you, Big Ant.
This motherfucker here, dude.
Shout out to you, big guy. Shout out to you and all the hard work you put into this Roland mobile studio.
And the thing is, it's not even close to being where I want it, but
listen, we got Red Bulls.
Yeah, you give somebody a. Yeah, I'm gonna turn this shit into a bar. Fuck that.
Not only do we got Red Bulls, but we can charge your phone.
And there's AC, bro.
Don't mind the maggots in the fryer.
Nah, maggots are just listening in.
That's the audience members.
shout out to the maggots in the air fryer. They've been dead for fucking 5 years, but they're still listening.
If you are listening to this point, we want you to like, share, and tell one of your friends, any one of them, to subscribe to our, you know, Spotify list. We only got like 7 more to go. We need 7 subscribers, and they start paying us for ads.
Yeah, I don't know. I know it's gonna be not a lot at the jump, but the goal is to get more listeners, obviously, so we can put more ads.
Well, if all the people we name dropped today decide to get really like weird
oh shit, that would be a blessing in itself. But I mean, anything is possible.
Yeah, we're down for all the negative shit too.
That's facts, bro. Yeah, man. So, I mean,
50 years of hip hop, man.
My shout outs would probably be, obviously, I'm gonna shout it back out to you, because you wanted to do this tonight, which I don't mind either. All I need is a little bit of motivation, and I'll do anything.
Shout out to anyone that's been supporting us, man, sharing the shit.
Oh, that's facts too.
Listening. Shout out to anybody that's, you know, commenting and just giving their 2 cents into what we got going on here, because you know, we're just trying to create a vibe. That's all.
Yeah, and don't get it twisted. Everybody that's listening to the podcast, either be mine or the actual segment, Mind Over Matter. If you guys were here for like the more serious talks, we have more of those planned out. And you know, we're just trying to give a little variety on here. Just talk some shit. Just, you know, break up the monotony of trying to be serious all the time. This is serious A and serious D. We got to talk about serious shit. And we're two kind of like funny motherfuckers.
We're people too.
Yeah.
You know, we do a lot of shit for other people, but we're people at the end of the day. And sometimes we just want to talk our shit. This is our release.
Yeah, because he ain't ready for the wrestling episode. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to LA Knight.
What?
Shout out to LA Knight. But yeah, if you guys made it to this point, you know what I'm saying, we appreciate you. And if you've been rocking with us, we appreciate you even more. We'll probably be back in a day or two. Shit, depending on how we feel, we might come back tomorrow. I don't give a fuck. I'll do these shits whenever the hell he wants to.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with work.
Yeah, we're gonna
see what kind of stories unfold in the next couple days.
Yeah, we're gonna do some jobs and maybe write some notes and maybe come in here with an actual topic next time, so you guys can you know, continue to listen to us and give us feedback. So we'll see you guys later this week. I can't give you a day yet, but I'll keep you posted on my socials. You guys know the vibes. It's your boy, B.I.G. D.
We out.
Peace.